Something unusual has been happening at concerts, and I'm not talking about the added fees or Taylor Swift diving into the stage. Attendees have been throwing objects at performers, startling them, sometimes hurting them. Bebe Rexha had to get stitches after a fan hurled a cell phone at her face during a concert in Manhattan last month. One fan heaved their mother's ashes on stage during a Pink concert. And artists are getting upset over it. Here's Adele in a recent show during her Las Vegas residency.
Have you noticed how people are like forgetting f-ing show etiquette at the moment because throwing on stage? Have you seen that? These people have lost it. Can you imagine?
Let's bring in John Drury. He's a professor of social psychology at Sussex University who specializes in the study of collective behavior. John, hello.
Hi.
So, Harry Styles, Drake, Kelsey Ballerini, all of these artists and more have been pelted with objects while they were performing. What is going on here?
Well, since events reopened in summer 2021, we've had reports about throwing objects on stage, throwing objects at artists, but also other kinds of disruptive behaviour, rude behaviour, aggressive behaviour, not just at live music events, but also comedy events, theatre and sport. Most commentators, certainly in the live events industry, think this is something new, although it's worth acknowledging that people have thrown things on artists' stages previously in the past, but many people in the industry feel that audience behaviour has got worse over the last 2 years and have offered a variety of reasons for that.
So let's go over some of those reasons. The man who is accused of throwing that phone at Bebe Rexha told the Manhattan District Attorney's Office he was trying to see if he could hit her with the phone at the end of the show because it would be funny. Others have said they're trying to go viral. What are these reasons that we think or hypothesize might be behind the increase in these events?
The two examples you give, they do speak to one of the explanations that has been given, which is that people are now more individual focused. They attend events for their own individual pleasure, and they're not really thinking about being part of a group or a collective in the way that they might have been before. These are people who perhaps are treating the event as an opportunity for them to build their social media profile rather than considering the other people around them. I think it's worth pointing out and acknowledging too, however, that we are talking about a small minority. So even if there is a trend, you've got many more people going to events who are not joining in with this behaviour. It's noticeable that the events you mentioned, the ones that are getting in the media, are the ones where they're large stadium type events, they're very big stars. When you speak to people going to smaller events, to more intimate venues, they report much less of this. These are the events where people are saying, well, there is a sense of community, that people are there for the same reason, perhaps different than these larger events where you've got people with multiple different motives attending.
Interesting that you say that, because, you know, in the end, it wouldn't matter for the performer, right? It only takes one person to hit them in the head with a bottle or something. But it sounds like you're saying there's a difference in human behavior when we're in a mass of people than when we're in a smaller, more intimate setting. Is that correct?
Well, both of these types of events are mass events. So it's not kind of being lost in the crowd. It might be more the lack of a sense of being part of that crowd psychologically. I mean, if you look at the difference between them, the smaller ones, it tends to be people that feel that others are there for the same reason as them. They feel a sense of community or shared identity with those others that might be less widespread at these bigger events.
I wonder, you're a professor of social psychology. Do you connect any of this to the noted rise in narcissism that people have talked about in the modern Western societies?
Well, I mean, that kind of resonates with this earlier explanation I gave about people being kind of more individual-centred. I mean, my hesitation here, though, is I haven't seen sort of direct evidence for that. I mean, the other kind of explanation for it is something about, you know, after COVID or after the lockdowns of COVID, behaviour change. But, you know, we're 2 years on now, so it's hard to believe that, you know, a lockdown for 1.5 years of music events not being open at that time would have this kind of lasting lasting effect. I mean, you know, what makes it difficult to get your head round, if you look at all these behaviours that have been reported as indicating a trend, they are so different. Throwing an item on stage, people being aggressive within the audience, more people pushing to try to get in. It's actually quite a mixed set of phenomena. And so therefore, maybe there are multiple reasons rather than a general trend towards narcissism or some kind of loss of skills after COVID.
Mm. John Drury is a professor of social psychology at Sussex University. John, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.